Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Die weiß nicht warum Gottes Gnade mir je bald offenbar, noch warum ich erlöset bin, der ich ein Sünder war. Doch ich weiß an den Herrn, ich glaube, und seiner Hand kann mir nichts entreißen. Mein Erbteil wird er mir wahren auf den Tag, da er erscheint.
When one studies the Word of God on what will happen as we get closer to the end, we can clearly see that there's not going to be any relief in sight. All the way to the end, when it comes to the destruction of the planet. We know that many call it global warming or climate change. But the Bible teaches us it's the sin of the people, the gross sin of the people that makes the planet to vomit out its inhabitants. And when we study what's going on in the church world today, and in the political systems of the world system is definitely heading towards a one world government. They are screaming and crying for somebody to take control of this planet. They do not want righteousness, they want to be controlled. Instead of operating by their own morals, they want somebody at the steering wheel who will tell them what to do and what not to do. And they surely are not turning to God. So God will send them somebody called the Mr. Antichrist, who will rule them with a rod of iron. The Bible teaches us he will destroy the fattest of the sheep. He will kill, and many, many, many will suffer terribly under his reign. We need to understand that the Church of Jesus Christ is what's holding back the Antichrist, because the Bible teaches us the one holding him back will hold back until he is taken out of the way. And that is the salt of the earth, the Church of Christ. And once the Antichrist takes hold of this planet, then we will see the decay and the terrible rottenness of sin coming to the surface like you've never seen before. It'll only take 7 short years to basically destroy this planet. And Jesus said, if we don't come back, no flesh will be left. So today I will teach on an interesting subject. Why is the church failing in their bid to keep back the evil? The evil is encroaching. And it seems like there's nothing we can do about it except in local places where we stand against the evils. Well, God has a very interesting reason for that. So before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth of Scripture. Help them to understand and see that you are still in control. I thank you for your grace. I ask you to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. When one studies the way of salvation, it is very clear that religion cannot bring you salvation. The Bible teaches us in Acts chapter 3 in verse 19, "Repent you therefore, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." So what does it mean to repent and be converted? Before I became a Christian, I tried to repent a lot. I tried to stop this sin, I tried to stop that sin, but always fell back into it. So that didn't work. The word repentance means here, we need to turn from our idea of being how to get into heaven, turn to the Lord Jesus, be converted, and then our sins will be blotted out. This is what it's talking about. Trying to repent of your sin as of the unbeliever is useless. Yes, it's good that people do that, because when people are allowed to let go and do all types of sin, then the country very quickly goes downhill. But it says to repent. Repent of your attitude, be converted, turn to Jesus Christ, then your sins will be blotted out. But I have seen something very interesting in today's churches. There are many
who turn to Jesus, who claim to know the Lord Jesus, but they do not repent of their sin. After they've turned to Jesus, they still bring the sin into their life, into their Christian lives. And I will explain this, how it works. The Bible teaches us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 in verse 14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And here is where I'm beginning to really see why the land will not be healed. We're going downhill. The terrible earthquakes, the tsunamis, and all that stuff, they're going to get worse and worse and worse. We are in the last days. And it says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Why are they not turning away from their wicked ways? There are many, many in the church today who succumb to the pressures of the sin of the world. First of all, about 20 years ago already, James Dobson had to say that 50% of the pastors in America were addicted to pornography. That is gross sin. And if you're addicted to pornography, you cannot hear from God. You cannot decipher between right and wrong. You are in bondage to Satan. This is why now we see the homosexual problem. They're being accepted into the church. There are many, many now who accept homosexuality as Christianity. I want to show you something out of the book of Leviticus. It tells us in Leviticus 18, defile not yourself in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled that I cast out before you. The land is defiled. Therefore I do visit their iniquities upon it, and the land itself vomited out her inhabitants. That's what happened in the Old Testament. God sent the Israeli people in to the land of Canaan and destroyed all these nations. That's how the land vomited out these inhabitants. It was because of the gross sin of the people of those lands. They were into homosexuality. They were into bestiality, that is, having sex with animals. They were sacrificing their children to evil gods. They were in tune with the demonic realm. This is why Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. So here is what's happening today. I will show you very clearly. In Leviticus chapter 18, in verse 21, it tells us, thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God, I am the Lord. In those days, instead of abortions, they would just offer their children as sacrifices to their god Molech. They just put their children into the fire that burned. They burned their children alive for their god Molech. And today what is happening? Millions of children are ripped from their mother's womb without so much as a care from most people. And it's being paid for by the taxpayer dollars of the citizens who claim to be Christians, not having the guts to stand up against the government that they elected because it has gone so far already that they couldn't even do anything if they tried. But they would if they would pray, if people would humble themselves, it says, turn from their wicked ways, seek the face of God, then God would heal their land. Then it tells us, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Look at how people are excusing themselves today. They're talking about a loving relationship between a woman and a woman, a man and a man, and how they go to church and how they have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And here it calls it an abomination. That is people who call themselves Christians living in an abomination of lifestyle. They will be rejected by God regardless how they call upon God, because if they do not want to repent of their sin, then there is no change in their hearts. Yes, they may have accepted Jesus as their Savior, but do they want to change their lifestyle? Now listen to this. In the same category, it is written, neither shall thy lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Would it be acceptable to marry your dog and have sexual relationships with him? Would the nation accept that? Already they're doing that. But it's not socially accepted yet. But the time will come when they will say, well, he loves his dog so much, why can he not marry him? This is exactly what is happening with man and man, woman and woman. They love themselves. Why can't they marry? The reason they can't marry is this, because it's an abomination and it is sexual immorality. And because of those gross sins, the land vomited out its people. So we need to understand these things. God is a loving God, but he will not back off from the choice, judging a person from the choices that he made. It's very clearly written. God is a sovereign God. The law is written, and he will not change. The Bible teaches us that Jesus told the Pharisees, I will not judge you. You have one that will judge you. It'll be the law of Moses. And will Moses be the judge? No, it is the book that he wrote that will judge the nations of the earth. It's the law that was written. And those who have turned to him, God knows the hearts that have turned to him. And he will in no wise cast them out. He knows the ones that have truly repented. If you turn to Christianity, if you become a Christian, and you still are determined in living that lifestyle of homosexuality, drunkenness, sin, fornication, and all of that stuff, if you still insist on that, then you are not born again. Nothing has changed within you. You need to turn from your wicked ways if you call yourself a Christian. If you don't turn away from your wicked ways, then that means you are still in your old sin. Yes, Christians will fall into sin, but if they make it a practice, a lifestyle, then the Bible will ask the question, are you really born again? Yes, we are fast running out of time. Jesus is about to come back for his bride. And I got a question in the next segment of this program. Whether the homosexual, the drunkard, those who call themselves Christian, if they can answer honestly and truly, then they will be able to pass the test whether they truly belong to God. So I want you to open your heart to these interesting truths, because we're fast running out of time. There's not going to be arguments when Jesus comes back. There's not going to be able to say I was born that way. No, you were born the way Jesus created you. He created you in His own image, and that's how He's going to judge you. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
High upon a mountain, from where He ascended, an angel of the Lord declared that it would be. He said, don't you stand there grieving, for the one that you see leaving in like manner is coming back for you and me.
In today's society, we have an interesting situation that is encroaching in on the church. We have the homosexual community making its demands to be accepted by the Church of God. And there are many pastors that are giving into their demands, and many congregations are being fooled and deceived into receiving these evil spirits. I'm not talking about the homosexual itself, but the homosexual is driven by an evil spirit. And the church is accepting these things into their midst, even becoming part of the ministry. When you study 1 Corinthians chapter 5, there is an incident where gross immorality takes place. And Paul the Apostle gives them advice on how to deal with the situation. And that gross immorality that is happening, where a man marries his father's wife, it is in the same category of the sins that are found in Leviticus chapter 18. And regardless how good a relationship, a loving and kind relationship that guy had with his father's wife, it's still an abomination to God. And this is exactly how it is with homosexuals. Regardless how loving and kind and good their relationship is when they get married or when they live together, it is still an abomination. And the word of God needs to be preached, and preachers have to take their stand when it comes to these issues. The Bible teaches us in Titus chapter 2 in verse 11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodly and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That's why much of the church today does not want the rapture. They cannot handle the idea that Jesus could come at any moment because they know they will not be ready. Regardless how righteous they seem to act in front of all of us, they still know deep in their heart that their life isn't right. So they do not want Jesus to come back. And that goes for anyone who lives in a sinful life, pornography, or whatever the person is into, drunkenness, into the world system. If they don't want Jesus to come back, we understand the situation. But the Bible teaches us here we should leave these godless and worldly lusts. And we should look for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. And my personal belief is this is why many don't want to believe in the rapture. In Titus chapter 3 and verse 3, it tells us, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior towards men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." So a person, when he is renewed, when he is washed, and when he is regenerated, he becomes a new creation in Christ. Then all at once he sees the deceptions of Satan. The lifestyle that he lived up till now is now being exposed by the Holy Spirit that is within his heart. And if a homosexual still claims that he is a Christian, even though he lives in that lifestyle, then he may be missing the Holy Spirit in his spirit. I'm not saying that a Christian will not fall into homosexuality or into fornication or into pornography or any of those things. I believe most Christians will, but it's not going to be a practice in their life. They will turn to God for forgiveness and not proclaim to the world that they were born that way and that their sin is accepted by God. So we need to understand that. We need to turn to the Lord. For if we don't in this situation, we will find out that we will suffer the consequences of our choice. We can make the choice. God will allow us. He will not interfere with the choices that we make. But there's one thing for sure. We cannot change the consequences that come with our choices. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.